Today marks United Nations International Day of Peace. It's celebrated each year to recognize the efforts of those who have worked hard to end conflict and promote peace. This year, the UN Secretary General is using the day to highlight the dangers of nuclear weapons. Lydia O'Kane reports.
In a world where conflicts claim the lives of thousands every day, the International Day of Peace is seen as a day that offers people the chance to reflect on the destruction and cost of war. It's also a call to non-violence, and it provides an opportunity for individuals, organizations, and nations to create practical acts of peace on a shared date. In his message marking this date, the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called for peaceful paths to be taken and added that dialogue and diplomacy was the way to achieve harmony between nations.
Combatants, warlords, arms suppliers, and their sponsors continue to display a cruel disrespect for life. On this International Day of Peace, I remind all of them that there is another way, a better way, the path of peace.
For this Peace Day, the Secretary General is calling on governments and citizens to focus especially on nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation, launching a campaign which is aimed at raising awareness of the dangers and costs of nuclear weapons.
I also draw hope from the renewed engagement of the international community on the issue of nuclear disarmament. That is why I have launched the WMD, We Must Disarm, campaign.
One country which continues to see at first hand the horrors of war is Afghanistan. But on this, September the 21st, the International Security Assistance Forces in the country will not conduct offensive military operations to observe the United Nations International Day of Peace. The decision follows Afghan President Hamid Karzai's announcement that Afghan National Security Forces will not conduct operations either on this day, only in cases of self-defense. The International Day of Peace is also seen as a day of ceasefire, but for countries like Afghanistan, it also marks a ray of hope that one day of peace can be the beginning of something more enduring. I'm Lydia O'Kane.